breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you listen to the broadcast on a regular basis, you know that one of the things that I do that no one else in talk radio does, I mean, nobody in the main news talk space, even a lot of Christian networks and stations don't cover it. And I'm a little bit surprised by that. But especially here in New York, no one's talking about this in Afternoon Drive on a regular basis. And it is the plight of persecuted Christians, people that are persecuted for their faith and what they experience and what they go through. It's one of the reasons why, for example, we've helped liberate over 2,000 slaves from North Sudan over the last just few years with Christian Solidarity International. We are very, very involved in what is going on in places like the Middle East, in China, in the Pacific Rim, where you have North Korea and others that are persecuting people that they don't want to have spread their faith. But what is the impact of religious liberty on America and what is happening here? Sometimes I get questions, Kev, how come you don't talk more about religious liberty in America? Well, first of all, I think that by comparison, we still live in a relatively free area, but that is changing. And that is part of the focus of what Ariel Del Turco is joining us to discuss today. Ariel has just published for the Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council a wonderful publication called Religious Freedom, a Human Right and a Pillar of American Society. Ariel, thanks for being with us. For people that may not be aware, what is the state of religious liberty in America as we speak?
Well, sadly, we're looking at a situation with these encroaching, creeping, almost sneaky violations of religious freedom. Because as you mentioned, you talked about persecution around the world, and that often looks very dramatic and even physical. It involves often physical imprisonment or being locked out of a church or even death sometimes. But in the United States, it often comes more subtle, and it even comes from the culture as opposed to the government. It's what Open Doors terms as secular intolerance. So it's these pressure points where Christians are increasingly afraid to express their religious convictions or express a Christian worldview. Some people might be thinking in a corporate setting, oh, if I share what I actually think about marriage or about abortion, will I be fired? And as we've seen in some recent court cases, it's a very real fear.
Well, and that is one of the reasons why I think that we need to be taking a look at, this issue on a regular basis. And that's one of the reasons why I believe that we have to talk about it, because just like the other guarantees of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, we in America supposedly have the freedom to worship undeterred and uninterrupted by the American government and society. Let me ask you this. In just the years of the newest administration, have things gotten better or worse?
Well, I think culturally they've certainly gotten worse. We see this with a rise in cancel culture. How many Christians, even, for example, Representative Vicky Hartzler, a Christian politician, all she said was that a woman is a woman, or she defined a woman on Twitter, and she was banned for a while. It's these things that create a really dangerous environment for religious freedom. And so religious freedom isn't protected only through laws. It is, and that's important. And the United States obviously has the First Amendment and these very important protections on religious freedom. But it also comes from a cultural respect for religious freedom. And that's really what we're watching erode.
And as it erodes, I'm noticing that it has long fingers that take on very different kind of tactical strategies. So you have some things that are creeping into, for instance, the educational arena. You have other things that are creeping into the workplace. And you have even some with cancel culture that are trying to shut down religious organizations or para-religious organizations directly. How do we fight a war that's being fought on so many different fronts?
Yeah, well, it boils down to really a few things. The first thing, and I think what's most important, is just to live it out. You're going to protect your religious freedom by acting on your religious freedom and acting like you live in a country that respects religious freedom. So that means you pray in public and don't be afraid to do that. You share your faith You don't compromise your beliefs, and you make sure that you aren't pressured to do so, pressured to compromise your beliefs, pressured to lie and deny what you really believe. This is going to go a long way. And of course, as Christians, we can be praying. We should be praying for our laws, for our culture, for our leaders. But also, people can advocate, right? Politicians aren't going to care about protecting religious freedom unless they know their constituents care.
Yeah.
So we need to be letting them know that we do.
No, that's so right. And when you talk about living out your faith, we have to as Christians be willing to say that part of that is part of the practice of our faith is the right to share it with other people and to encourage people to consider it at the same time. And I know that we are not in a day and age in which some of this is popular. But I feel like that the more that Christians exercise their beliefs, practice their faith, take their relationship with God even more seriously, that the tougher this is going to get. And I don't see any signs that it's going to let up anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Sadly, I feel like we've lost a bit of the battle over definitions. People hear religious freedom now and they think of something controversial, but we really need to win that back, because at its core, religious freedom is the ability to choose, change, and live out your faith. And that's very core to a person. It's a very personal right, even though it sounds like an abstract concept. If you're not allowed to choose your belief and express them, what rights do you really have? So yeah. We really need to be changing the way that we're looking at and talking about religious freedom.
No, I agree with you. Ariel Del Turco, if you want more information, you can go to the Family Research Council and download her wonderful piece, Religious Freedom, a Human Right and a Pillar of American Society. It is not a lengthy work. It is something that you can digest pretty quickly and pretty easily. I even love the fact, Ariel, that you go back and you really examine why religious freedom in particular was so important to some of the founders and why they embodied it into the real bedrock of what America is. And I'm hopeful and prayerful that we get to extend the use of this liberty for many years to come. But it will not come, as you made mention, without us speaking up, standing up, speaking out, and doing what we need to do to protect it. And that's the only way it will, in fact, be protected. Ariel Del Turco of the Family Research Council, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.